Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Protecting the First Amendment shouldn't be partisan. Protecting the Constitution shouldn't be partisan. And protecting the fundamental principle of equal treatment under the law should not be partisan.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio says the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government will address Americans' concerns about the Justice Department, the IRS, and what he called big tech's efforts to suppress information. But a new Washington Post ABC News poll finds a majority of Americans don't think the new GOP-controlled subcommittee serves a legitimate purpose, with 56% of those polled saying it's merely an attempt to score political points.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
A verbal slip by former President George W. Bush last year drew sharp criticism and accusations that he is a war criminal. Now, more than two decades after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plans to vote to repeal the two measures which sanctioned both the March 2003 invasion and 1991 U.S.-led Gulf War. Senator Chuck Schumer says war powers belong in the hands of Congress to ensure future presidents don't abuse those powers. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says there is a path forward on protecting abortion rights.
Codification of Roe versus Wade is not going to happen unless there is a bipartisan approach to it. It is as simple as that.
On Thursday, Murkowski joined a bipartisan group of senators in reintroducing the Reproductive Freedom for All Act, which would prevent states from enacting laws imposing an undue burden on abortions and protect access to contraception. A group of House Democrats has unveiled a resolution to expel New York Representative George Santos from Congress.
We are going to expel George Santos because he is a deep rot at the very core of the United States Congress.
Fellow New York Representative Richie Torres says Santos is a con man, and if House Speaker Kevin McCarthy refuses to hold Santos accountable, Democrats will. Evidence shows Santos lied about much of his personal and professional life. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Republicans who heckled President Joe Biden during his recent State of the Union address childish.
The behavior of the extreme MAGA Republicans speaks for itself.
Some Republicans jeered the president following his remarks on Social Security, but members of the GOP remain divided whether the heckling was warranted or disrespectful. Polling found a largely positive reaction to Biden's speech, while independents disapproved of the outbursts. A Delaware man who threatened a police officer and carried a Confederate battle flag through the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.